You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
His brain is gone.
I have so got brains.
Well, why don't you use them?
You guys are dumber than a box of hair.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Hey, good morning, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. It's the Kix Morning Show. It is Wednesday. Right, Wednesday, April 10th?
It is.
Yes, it is.
Good morning to Coriel.
Good morning to JP.
Good morning to Nick.
Hello.
How's everybody surviving so far?
Everybody. Good morning, sun. Good morning, moon. Good morning, birds.
Thank you for sharing the good mornings. It seemed like you're in a good mood, Coriel.
Okay. Am I usually not?
Well, you
kind of complain a lot.
Yeah, I do. Especially right away in the morning.
Early morning and then or allergies.
Both, man. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I have copious amounts of bug bites on my body, so yeah. I'm complaining.
Ew,
this morning.
Really?
Mosquitoes, man. I was sitting outside in shorts last night talking to my neighbors. We were out for about a half hour in the dark. I come inside, and my legs are just eaten alive.
Saw a couple of them while we were putting together our table for our new table for our patio. So
they're out early this year.
Yep, they're getting a little bit crazy.
I think since you mentioned complaining, I can't get away this morning without complaining at least once right away. So
okay.
Spoke a little too soon, but now that you brought up the mosquito bites last summer,
yeah,
for our friend's cornhole tournament that they have at their house. Got a big backyard,
yeah.
And I got so many mosquito bites, and I don't know if you remember this, but I truly think I am like allergic to mosquito bites. People can be. As I'm getting older, I'm getting more and more allergic to stuff. Like,
oh yeah,
remember that dog that licked my face?
You pit bull slobber.
I almost
apparently.
Had to use my EpiPen.
Yeah, pit bull slobber is what we're
and that's a real thing.
Out.
I mean, legitimately, not an overreaction.
No, it like legit. She one dog licked her on her face and her mouth and all over the place. And then
ew.
There was a pit bull mix that came in. Was it last week? Yeah. And
last week?
Yeah.
Seven days ago. Oh, I'm talking about the big event, like the first puppy.
The first one was like really bad EpiPen level. The most recent one was a mix.
Yeah.
Had a little bit of pit bull in it, and you did let it lick you all over your face and neck.
Yeah.
But it got your cheek.
A few little spots.
Your cheek turned red. So it's interesting the things that you're allergic to.
Truly, I think I'm getting more and more allergic to stuff because I didn't sleep for two nights because of the itchiness and the swelling of the mosquito bites.
Mm.
I tried everything I possibly could, and I truly didn't sleep for like two nights, and it was really tough.
It is said that when you get older, you are more susceptible to like allergies. My father, agriculture, horticulture degrees, worked outside on a dairy farm as a kid and growing up, and we own a farm, and he was outside all the time. Worked for UNL out in Mead for a while at one point. He came home one day, a grown man, came home one day and his eyes were swollen shut. He couldn't breathe out of his nose. And he's like, I think I have allergies.
Yeah.
Went to the doctor. Oh. Doctor's like, yep, nope, you have, you're getting older. You're
like hay fever or
you're
something?
More. Yeah, hay fever was really bad. So he had to switch careers because he became allergic to one of his favorite things, being outside.
Bodies are crazy. Yeah.
So weird how that works out.
How just you wake up one day and your body's like, nope, don't like it anymore.
And how your body reacts to
nuts.
Certain things, like getting you're going to the dentist and things are falling out of your mouth, where you can't smile for a good how long was it that you couldn't smile?
I couldn't fully smile for like probably 4 hours almost.
Are we talking about when she got her lips done?
No, the video yesterday of her coming from the dentist.
Yeah, I got filling done and then got some real. They numbed me up good and it was funny because of who, I mean. I'm so unserious. I laugh at just about anything.
Yeah.
So,
you're
if
giggling.
You catch my if I caught my reflection, if I was like trying to smile about something, I looked absolutely insane.
You looked like Two-Face from Batman.
Yeah, truly.
Like half the smile was there, the other half was not.
And then I couldn't suck out of a straw, really.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing.
That's
but I mean,
fine.
Anyone who's ever had dental work knows how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
It's always such a weird
it's
feeling.
Part of it.
The crapshoot and
it's
see what happens
weird.
To you when that happens. So, all right. Well, hey, whatever weirdness you've got going on, we're here for you.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick,
including the follow-up to strange habits you have. We'll have that. We'll get an all-new couples therapy. We're only getting one member of this couple as the representative of said couple involving their child. We'll get your thoughts.
That seems unfair.
Well, but they're both in agreement on this.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're not. They want us to talk about it, quote-unquote. Yeah. We'll get that at 7:20. We'll get your chance to win your way to the PBR at PB8. Larry the Cable Guy is going to pop up on StreamYard with us later on, too.
Nice.
And the Nitty Gritty's on the way, brought to you by Black Belt Movers.
The marquee at Eric Church's bar is just too good. ACM nominations are out. Beyoncé's third act, Clues, and more prove Kacey Musgraves is that girl.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Coryell has your Nitty Gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty Gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. So by now, most people know Morgan Wallen got arrested Sunday night. He yeeted a chair off the top of Eric Church's bar, Chiefs in Nashville. Yesterday, the bar decided to have a little fun with the headline-making incident. The bar used Morgan's escapades to promote their barbecue.
Okay.
And on the marquee of Chiefs, it says, "Our pigs fly, our chairs don't."
Mm.
Followed by Rodney Scott's whole hog rooftop barbecue. So, I mean, I guess they do say no such thing as bad publicity,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, they do say that.
They're like, got him!
It's funny, too, because, yeah, real zinger. It's funny, too, because some people on the internet, of course, are like, well, you know, is Eric Church going to say anything about it? And then you get this barkey.
That and this bar just makes fun of him for it.
Yeah. Pretty funny. But we will keep you posted on the details on Morgan Wallen's arrest. We know the court date is May 3rd, by the way. The ACM nominations came out yesterday morning, a little bit like later on, a little bit after-ish the Kix morning show. So we'll give you a little highlight here. Okay. Luke Combs leads everyone with 8 nominations. Megan Maroney and Morgan Wallen have 6 each.
Wow.
Lainey Wilson, Cody Johnson, and Chris Stapleton all earned 5. It'll be streamed live on Prime Video from the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas. That's on May 16th. Fleetwood Mac's Dreams is considered by many, especially pop music enthusiasts, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Most people consider that like perfection, kind of.
Or it's one of the best songs ever. Yeah.
I think, yeah, one of the best songs ever for sure. I'm obsessed, but that's just my opinion. The 1977 hit was the legendary band's only number one pop hit, but Kacey Musgraves tackled the song without fear. She didn't equal the Max performance, but she certainly came within arm's reach. She performed. She performed it when she headlined like a private event for the Texas Children's Hospital in Austin. So, of course, she kind of wants to pull out the stops. And that sounded amazing. Kacey Musgraves is just kind of, like I said, she's that girl. And it just goes to show when she brings out Dreams by Fleetwood Mac and doesn't butcher it, not even close. Yeah.
Some talent.
So, Beyonce might be moving on from country music. And that makes sense because I want to give a little background on these albums coming out.
Okay.
So if you didn't know, she first experimented with this like trilogy of albums that she's in right now with Renaissance, which is the show I saw in New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
But Renaissance was like disco and house music themed. It was kind of to honor her, I think, uncle, I believe.
Okay.
So it was, you know, her adventuring out and wanting to try new things. Okay. It's kind of like first part. Act two is this Cowboy Carter where she's doing country and stuff. And then now third act, fans are speculating, will be more like rock music.
Okay.
Because she had a mullet in a February photo shoot. She recently sent flowers to rocker Jack White for his influence on her new record, as she called it. And then she also thanked rock guitarist Sister Rosetta Tharpe in her recent like award speech. So as for third album, like when it's coming, not quite sure, but it looks like it might be rock music. And, you know, I thought I'd also just maybe clarify that, as I think some people didn't really realize that this is an experimental phase.
This is like,
for her.
It's a
This is an intentional trilogy album of her dabbling in other things. So I don't know. Take that for what that is.
The Star Wars music theme had a disco round at some point in time, too. So you might as well just experiment with all the music.
You know, today I didn't know we'd compare Beyonce's music to the Star Wars theme. Hey,
the disco
but we did.
Version is amazing.
Chalking up the things I never thought I would be doing when I woke up this morning. That's an Nitty-Gritty from Music City. I'm Corey L. with Kix 96.9.
Time for a round of good things. If you've got one, let us know. Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969. Direct message us with the title Good Things, and we'll add it to our list of good every day. Corel, what's yours today?
My good thing is if you've got a set of pipes on you and you think that you can wow the crowd, we've got something for you. We'll be accepting submissions for this next week, but I want to give you a heads up now.
Okay.
You might have seen this on Facebook already, KX969. But it's red, white, and you, which means we're looking for somebody to sing, actually three people total, to sing the national anthem to kind of kick off the festival each day for Country Drive Music Festival, which is June 20th through 22nd. And each day there will be a different performer for the national anthem. So we're looking for three people specifically, and there's like a little patriotic portion to kind of kick everything off. I think a color guard and stuff. So it may be brief, sure, but something kind of nice to add into the mix.
Agreed.
And, I don't know, feel a little extra pride for our country being able to get everyone together and have the rowdy fun that we're about to have. So if you know someone or you yourself are interested, maybe you have a band, you know what I'm saying? It can be a local artist. It could be anyone else who's just sitting on their couch that actually sings really well. Or maybe you've never been told that you sing really well, but you want to take a stab at it. Certainly submit your videos. More details are on the way, but we will accept those next week. It is 13 or older.
Okay.
You can look for more details too at kzkx.com.
Nick, your good thing.
All right. So I'm going to take you on a quick little journey. Just give me a second here because it's pretty cool. So, so now that I'm 42, I was talking with someone last night randomly. This is weird how this all plays out, but about how, like, it's funny now that I've got friends I've had for over 20 years that I met in college that I've just known a long time. And it's funny to see us all growing up and where we all end up. And I got a text from a buddy of mine last night. And this guy I haven't seen in years because he moved to a different city. But, like, when my bachelor party got just something went wrong at my bachelor party, so it got canceled. And he showed up a couple days later and just drug me out of the house and made sure I had a cool bachelor party, like a fun time with friends.
Aww.
You remember that big snowstorm we had back in like
98?
What is it, 09? Where we had like a foot and some change of snow and everybody was snowed in and it was crazy. I spent like, we were living up at the Links, and I spent, hours, maybe like six or seven, trying to dig his car out because he thought it'd be a good idea to try to drive this little lowrider car that he had.
Wonderful idea.
Through the snow. Yeah, it was funny. But last night I was getting some text messages, and I've got like a million stories of this guy that I now have to lock away with a key that will never come out, that'll never be on the show. Because my man, Phil Voigt, was just unanimously elected to be the principal out at Beatrice High School. And I am so happy for him. Because you couldn't ask for a guy who has more energy, more like, you know, love for his students, or just a person who just... he always tries to make people around him happier. He's got a great family, an awesome wife, and a lot of stuff. So I just, it's funny how, like, over the course of 20 years, I watch us go from being, knucklehead 21-year-olds to now, you know, he's in charge of all these kids and making sure their lives are great, and he does such an awesome job. And I'm so happy for him. So
that's
I just want
incredible.
To congratulate him on the radio and make that my good thing today.
Very cool.
He said it was Beatrice High School principal?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Crazy. We have a friend in Dylan...
yeah.
Who just was announced that he's going to be the assistant principal at Beatrice High School.
What?
Dylan Kendall.
I missed that.
Yeah, popped up on Facebook.
DK.
Yeah, he was a teacher at Papillion La Vista.
Yeah.
Stop!
He was up there.
Yeah, now he's there. He's their assistant principal.
He's a Donny and a frat brother of mine, and so it was just very cool to see that. And then
sounds
to hear
like
you talking about
equally some of like the best people you'll meet.
Yeah,
man, that's an iconic duo in the making.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. My good thing is also you get together with people years later and just look what they did with their careers or their lives. And this happened in 1978. A teacher by the name of Patrick Moriarty promised to host an eclipse party for his middle school class. And on Monday, he got to keep that promise. So he was just 22 when he told his earth science class that a solar eclipse would pass over their town of Rochester in 2024. And he suggested that they all meet up to watch it. Well, now at 68, Patrick spent the last 2 years planning this party, setting up a Facebook page, and even taking out an ad in the local paper. Hundreds of his former students showed up to watch the celestial event.
Of course, because he sounds amazing.
They sipped champagne and ate sun-shaped cookies while he shared scientific facts about the eclipse.
I love that.
How
so
beautiful
much.
Is that?
That's fun.
Good job.
I love it.
I love a good teacher. And we got some great ones around here, too.
Yeah, so. Wow, that all kind of ties in.
It's kind of weird that.
Awesome.
Yeah, there you go. Just a few good things to get your day started off right. Yesterday, we entered the mind of Coryell when it came to using the same bathroom stall every time.
I love the music for this segment.
Thank you.
Like, it's perfect. Stranger Things.
Smelling candy wrappers as she opens them to get the full effect. And so we wanted to know from you guys the strange habits you have. I mentioned that I count my steps in between segments of concrete.
No, you have to add the
oh, yeah.
The stranger part is the numbers you use and why.
Yeah, 23 and 33 usually is the amount of steps in between, like, the squares of, like, walking up to PVA or various larger streets, sidewalks, and it's Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen.
Love it.
That's amazing. On Facebook, KX969, we asked you about your strange habits. Chandra says, there are so many. Setting things on odd numbers. I like to be the first person to sleep in the house. I eat the same thing for breakfast every morning, cottage cheese. Still peel the crust off bread and toast. Eat it first before the middle. She peels the crust off and eats it first.
Interesting. Ashley can't leave her house without making her bed.
Okay. It's probably a good habit to have, actually.
Yeah.
And Kristen changes her pillowcase out for a clean one every night.
Whoa.
It also has to be the last one asleep. It's been that way since she was little.
Well, and Chandra's like, has to be the first one to sleep in the house.
Interesting. Wow.
I had seen somewhere, Husker Nick, sorry.
Oh, you're good. I was just going to say, my weird quirk I have is pins. Like, if you give me like a regular like Bic pin, it like makes me ill to write with it. Like,
I like
very nice pins. I got that from my mother. She's the same way, and I have to have, like...
very particular set of pens.
Yes, specific pens to use, or else it, like, bothers me greatly. Huh.
You know, snowballing off of that, that just made me think...
Okay.
I think I have that same reaction when it comes to, like, pepper shakers.
Pepper shakers?
Yeah, because, you know, there's always, like, crummy pepper shakers at restaurants and stuff, and, like, when you're trying to get the pepper out, you're like... Come on. I don't know. It's I hate that feeling where you're doing all this work and you're getting so little. And but if you get a good pepper shaker, it's like immediately noticeable because you're like, wow, look at that flow. That's nice.
I just got a text from my wife. She must be listening. And she goes, don't forget flashlights. That's true. I love me a good flashlight. Like I probably own.
What?
I probably own over 40 flashlights, and they're all over the place.
You're like a doomsday prepper.
I kind of. And like I have a flashlight in my truck just in case. I got them in my bags. I got one in my work bag. There's one down here.
You're like,
there's
this one's waterproof.
Different sizes. I saw one the other day that is like this big, and it just charges. And I'm like, this is so awesome. And now it sits by my bed, and it's just chilling there so I can use it. And it's got like this battery that charges. So that's one. And then, so if she's listening, I want her to understand. She's got weird quirks too. Like, she thinks it's weird to leave your socks on the floor anywhere you want to. You know, like, she thinks that you have to close the cabinet doors after you open them. And it can't just be open.
She thinks it's weird to lock up the house at night.
Craziness.
No, she does. Okay. I'm the one who always has to do that. But yeah, that's like, she thinks we got to keep the house clean, you know, like, weird.
River on Facebook says the volume on my radio or TV always has to be an even number, which calls back to Chandra's, who said it had to be an odd number. But Sarah says my TV volume has to end on an even number or a five.
Interesting. Well, also to go along with that, Molly makes it a point to put her Pandora on classical music before she goes anywhere in public. She's afraid of it blasting her 90s hip-hop in public or in a meeting. Like all of a sudden,
why would you be afraid of that?
Yeah, that would just like, attract friends.
All that does is make you cool.
Amy says, if I have multiple things on my plate, such as meat, veggies, potatoes, I eat one thing at a time. It has to be gone before I can move on to the next thing. My friend Allie does that. And her foods cannot touch. Like, there can't be any overlap with the food.
Really?
I'm
weird,
sure,
man.
Thanksgiving is hell for her.
My foods are just like one conglomerate of food. Like, I like to have them.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to come in with this spoon, swoop right in there, and come back out with as much food on it as a can of many different things.
Corey says, I have nighttime socks versus daytime socks. Daytime are full length, calf length. Nighttime are booty socks. And I saw one earlier initially, and it's just so hard to hunt through because there's a lot of comments that somebody have. Oh, here it is. Joshua, I have a specific pair of pants for every day of the week. So I have Monday pants, Tuesday pants, and so on, and it never changes.
Nice.
Wow. Hey, whatever works for you guys.
I love some of these. These are great.
Thanks for sharing with us. And if you got a strange thing that you do, let us know on Facebook. Coryell apparently found one more.
I'm sorry, Stephanie. Okay. I save the most seasoned flavored chip last. I make a pile. Should have been a chip inspector.
Could have made a lot of money doing that.
I love that.
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick. Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Here on Kix 96.9.
And what's trending brought to you by Camping World of Lincoln.
Three.
Legal experts are now chiming in about Morgan Wallen's chair-throwing arrest, that it could have some major ramifications. He's accused of 3 felony reckless endangerment counts and 1 disorderly conduct charge. Ryther Alibre, who's a former New York prosecutor, in an interview said that the felony charges are the most serious ones and could land Morgan Wallen in jail for up to 6 years if he is prosecuted and convicted of the charges. The reckless endangerment counts could have been charged as misdemeanors, which would make them less serious and expose Wallen to a maximum of up to 11 months and 29 days in jail. However, the reckless endangerment count could be charged as a Class E felony if the alleged act was committed with a deadly weapon. The Class E felony charge of reckless endangerment, Wallen is facing not less than 1 year nor more than 6 years in prison. So it could be a really bad thing.
Yeah, no kidding.
For Morgan Wallen coming up.
2024 is already a leap year. And now timekeepers are mulling the idea of a negative leap second. So according to a report in the scientific journal Nature, timekeepers might need to move clocks back by 1 second to account for a faster spinning planet.
Okay.
The Earth's rate of rotation has been gradually slowing for thousands of years, leading timekeepers to add occasional leap seconds since 1972. But now this rate might be speeding up, creating a need to subtract time. So
is this proof that there's a time variance authority like in Marvel?
Maybe.
Sure. I don't know.
It's possible.
The timekeepers are here.
I don't understand. What is life?
I don't either. That's crazy.
What is life?
One!
The 88th Masters tees off tomorrow morning with 89 yes. players in the field vying for the green jacket. If you're looking to cash in, the odds on favorites so far are Scottie Scheffler in the top spot, Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, Xander, is it Schlafe?
What's that? Schauffele.
Schauffele, thank
you. Or not Schauffele. Schauffele. Xander, I got to see it. He's awesome. I love Xander. Yeah. I'll look it up.
He's in fourth place right now for the picks of your odds for the favorites to win the major tournament. For those dreamers who still believe in the magic of Tiger Woods, he's going off at 15,000 to win.
Yeah, Schauffele.
1,400 to the top three, 550 for top five, and 120 to make the cut.
Did you see the concession prices of the Masters? I mean,
yeah.
they're surprisingly cheap, but like I'm sure you pay an insane amount of money be there. So you would hope at least the sustenance and things were cheaper.
You get onto an email list, and then every year, like a rite of passage, I get an email that says you have not been selected to be able to go to the Masters.
Part of the same email group.
So you have to even be selected to spend the dumb amount of money to be there, right?
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. $3 breakfast sandwiches and like barbecue and other like chicken sandwiches and stuff. $2 for coffee, bottle of water. And of course, we're all wondering, yes, cheap beers, $5.
Okay, that's fantastic.
That is nice.
That they keep the prices
down.
That
is nice.
Okay, so hey, the Masters starts up tomorrow morning. I know that the, the par three competition is today, which is always fun to watch too. But it's an exciting time if you like golf. And that's what people are going to be talking about today. I'm going to say it right now. This might be one of the most awkward couples therapies we've ever done.
Nice.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So it was Kelly who reached out to us, just her. As the representative of her and her husband, the couple involved in today's couples therapy. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. So, what can we do for you?
Whew, I really need your help here.
Okay.
My husband and I are swingers. There, I said it.
Okay.
And
nice.
We have been since... and we have been since day one of our relationship.
Since day one, okay.
Yeah. And we have a 19-year-old who's in college, and she has started to ask questions. You know, we've never told her about our lifestyle. Kind of maybe thinking, is it time, or do we just never talk about it with her? I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. I said
I'm
it.
Thinking.
I know.
No, that's to each his own. That's fine. But you're wondering if you should talk to your 19-year-old about this.
I mean, are they like really pressuring you to give an answer, or is it just kind of like little comments and stuff here and there? Because I mean, their life isn't going to be. If their life isn't affected by it now, it doesn't sound like. So, like, what would be the difference in knowing?
It's more like, hey, it's more like at 19, she's finally saying, hey, you know what? Am I right that I, like, kind of felt this about that? You know what I mean?
I
kind of think she knows, but nobody's really just saying it.
Okay. Well, I'm sure when she's with her friends, too. I mean, I remember, like, high school into college, there's always, every summer, there's always one rumor that someone's parents are polyamorous. There's always, I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying every summer, but I think...
Mom and dad have these weird parties
like everyone
once
has,
in a while.
Yeah. Oh, I think everyone's experienced that at least once in their lives, especially when you're younger, where someone's like, I wonder if they are swingers. You know, that's just like a conversation, I think, that comes up sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And especially since, you know, we had parties, and there was always a lot of people and a lot of couples.
And I they mean, stayed late.
Not when she was there.
Yeah, not when she was there. Okay, late. Okay. Not when she was there. Okay.
They're like, we didn't even have a guest bedroom.
just the rec room downstairs. Yeah. Nick, any thoughts?
You know, my thoughts are, it's times like these, I'm glad we've got listeners, and this segment is about their opinions on this. So that is where I want to see this go.
Speculating, asking questions.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll just take it right to our people and see their thoughts on that. Hang on.
Here's what happens next. Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
So... your thoughts. Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969. Kelly wants to know whether or not she and her husband need to talk to their now college kid about their relationship.
Yeah, she's asking about it, so it isn't like they're just disrupting her life to be like, hey, by the way, we're having an open relationship, or,
right.
You know, she was asking. So they're trying to decide whether or not they should be honest with her, or if they should, I guess, keep ignoring it or just not address it.
Okay. What do you think they should do? Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969, to be on Couples Therapy. It's Couples Therapy Wednesday. If you're just joining us, Kelly is the representative between her and her husband, and talking about the fact that her and her husband are in a polyamorous relationship, a swingers relationship, have been their entire time. And now their college-age daughter is asking them questions as if she suspects that they are.
Mm. Yeah.
Kelly and her partner are trying to decide if they should tell her or and be honest or just not talk about it. And we want to know from you what you think they should do.
Roseanne says if she's not ashamed of it, then there should be no question about telling the truth.
Okay.
Cindy says, though it may be uncomfortable, they should be honest with their daughter. Hopefully they have a good relationship with her and can talk about hard things. Let her form her own opinion. Better to hear it straight from them than to be a rumor. Just my opinion is what Cindy said. Okay. Kia says, or Kaya, I'm not quite sure. Why is this even a question? Of course, you should have an honest conversation with your adult child about it, especially like, you know, if they're asking questions. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, good morning. What do you think?
So what I'm thinking, my friend Joey here, right? He'll be there. That's all I got to say. You know, he needs her address or phone number. He'll be there.
All right.
He's like, I volunteer to come to the next party.
I volunteer as tribute.
Man. I'll bring the chip dip.
Yep. Hey, that's what I'm saying. My friend Joey, I mean, he hits threes on and off the court. And he'll be there.
Wow. Okay.
Insane this morning.
Hi, good morning.
I think that open relationship can actually work. I've seen it work with other people. Where it just makes it stronger and the bond gets stronger through that because they talk about it and they're open about it and they're honest. So it opens like this new world of honesty in their relationship.
Interesting take on that because, yeah, it's 19 years they've been kind of keeping this under wraps and now they can just come clean about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Live their life. Justin on X says she knows. I think it's better just to tell her instead of lying.
There you go.
Okay.
Hi, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, okay, so never once in my whole 27 years of living have I ever wondered about my parents' sex life. Ever.
Right.
Are you now questioning things?
Right.
I feel like no, absolutely not. That would be super awkward.
Okay, so don't share.
Conversation to have. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Okay, thank you very much. Hi, good morning. What do you think?
My dad is actually a swinger, and it really doesn't affect me at all, known as an adult.
So
I think they should just tell her.
Was this something that you came across as an adult, or did you have suspicions before and you guys just, you kind of waited till you were older to ask questions, or, I mean, do you mind sharing that?
My stepsister is younger than me and was living there, and actually she's the one who told me.
Oh.
And it doesn't affect her either. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you think maybe, so since she was asking questions, are you kind of like on the parent side, like they can answer?
Yeah, I think that they should just tell her. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it can give you the ick once in a while when you think about it. But honestly, like, how often are you thinking about your parents doing it?
Right, yeah, for real. Yeah. The answer is zero for the most part. Yeah,
that's so funny.
Well, it seems like most everybody's just like,
just answer her, yeah.
Just answer.
She asked the questions, answer it honestly.
Okay, well, let's bring Kelly back in here. Kelly, how are you feeling about our listeners' suggestions for you?
Well, honestly, I feel like that's where I was hoping everybody was going to be in it, except for that Joey person. But So,
not interested.
Not interested. It's 2024, and I feel good. I like, not that I would base, you know, everything I'm going to do on what the world thinks, but I'm curious, and yeah. I think I was pretty right, so I'm feeling good about it, yeah.
Oh, good.
All right.
Yeah. So can I ask real quick, and this is wholeheartedly, this is a thing, you're aware of the whole, like, pineapples being correlated with
Coriel, you feel whatever. Comfortable now, she's got to ask the question.
With as a sign of someone who may be interested in that type of relationship, like, do you truly see that with other couples or no? Like, do people have those actually or no?
Like pineapples?
Yeah, like upside down pineapples or whatever, like on their
is it code
above their garage
use it
or whatever?
For code? Coriel's curious.
Yeah, do you guys actually use that for code, or is that just kind of like a big wild thing?
I don't.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
It's kind of like, how to explain it, when you're it's just very, very open. There isn't code for my group, but that could just be us.
Okay. So, that's fair enough.
Right?
So what she's saying
is... curious. I didn't know the stereotype was...
Right. You're just curious.
All that it was cracked up to.
What she's saying is we shouldn't read into the fact that the only pair of underpants JP owns is got pineapple.
They definitely don't.
Love it.
Kelly, thank you for bringing this to our show.
Thank you for your honesty and giving us a wild morning.
Absolutely, and thanks for your help.
You bet, and good luck with your daughter. She seems like she's got a good head on her shoulders as far as life is concerned. Okay, good.
All right.
Well, hey, thank you for your time. We appreciate you, and best of luck with that conversation. If you need us to talk about stuff going on in your world, please reach out, especially when it comes to couples therapy. We do that on Wednesdays. Sing it, Coriel.
There's nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart.
Just one more time. People are still talking about the eclipse. That happened on Monday.
Well, yeah.
And
pretty recent.
One of the things that was brought up was that if you want to see the next big one in the U.S., it's 2045. But you had mentioned there was like there are good things involved, like sending the eclipse glasses to other countries because there's like another one that's coming up in a couple of years.
Yeah, because like Earth rotates.
Yeah.
And whatever and that stuff.
One of them is going to happen in 2 years in Greenland. They're going to get a total eclipse.
The one in Greenland?
Yeah, the one in Greenland. And I thought maybe we could... Would you be willing to go to Greenland to be a part of the eclipse?
I don't know that I would go to Greenland just to be a part of the eclipse, no. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind going to Greenland in general.
A little vacation. I mean, you can make a vacation out of it and go up there and check out
the
eclipse.
I mean, if it coincides, why not? But, yeah, Greenland, sure, why not? Except for Greenland's the cold one,
Greenland's
right?
Because
they do it opposite, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I still would visit because I don't mind the cold. And I
think the cold doesn't bother you anyway.
Weirdly kind of pretty. Okay. But, yeah. I suppose I mean, why? Are you offering me a free trip or something?
I mean, I think we should probably crowdfund that now. I mean, we can get a GoFundMe going to get you to the Greenland solar eclipse for 2 years from now.
I would rather travel for the, here we go, Aurora Borealis. God, that's so
you
hard to
it.
Say.
You got it. You did it right.
It sounds like you have marbles in your mouth. When you're
I know.
That's true.
I'd rather travel for the Aurora Borealis.
Nailed it.
So you would
have to say it strangely to get it out.
You have to travel pretty far for that to be able to go and see that.
I guess it depends, sort of, yeah. Because sometimes it kind of bleeds into like
the
Midwest states and stuff, and you can allegedly see it. But every time I've tried to look, you can't really... I've never been able to see it very well. So I want to go where you can like stand underneath it. Like I want that to be the sky above my head.
Yeah, just look up and you're just like, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather travel for that.
How about you, Nick? How far would you travel for something?
I mean, as far as I needed to, if I was motivated enough. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I would go. I wish I could have went to the last Chiefs Super Bowl. That'd have been fun.
Oh,
what
if it, yeah.
What if it was a guaranteed free meet and greet with Jessica Biel?
I would fly to Mars if I had to. I would build my own rocket ship out of whatever parts I have in my garage. And
he's got like tongue depressors and duct tape.
That it would work. Yeah.
Jess is like, what are you doing, honey? And you're like, nothing.
Oh, she'd want to go too. She'd be like, sweet, let's do this.
She's like, make it a two-seater. You're like, all right.
Let's go.
I need more tongue depressors.
The reason I bring this up is a friend of mine, after we were talking about the Greenland thing, they brought it up and said, hey, my parents actually drive from Georgia to West Palm Beach, Florida to go to the dentist.
What?
It's a 5.5-hour drive to their dentist, 372 miles.
Why?
because that's their dentist. They used to live in West Palm Beach. They moved to Georgia, but they go back to that person.
No way.
I have
a couple times a year.
I have a buddy, Crane. He's a good dude. He travels to Western Nebraska just to get his hair cut.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I'm like, because how far is it to Crete from here?
Stop.
It's not that far.
It's like, I'm like, dude, you drive all the way to Western Nebraska?
No.
And he's like, yeah, man, Crete, that's where I'm at. And
Husker Nick, anytime out, anything outside of Lincoln, Husker Nick calls it Western Nebraska.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that way for sure.
But he goes and gets his haircut at the same spot. It's a barbershop.
Well, Coriel, you travel to, you go to Omaha for your haircuts every
Yeah, I used to. I'm in Lincoln now, but for okay. like about for 2 years, there. I saw a good friend of mine, Jessica Wallum, by the way, at Garbos. I think she's still there. So if you're looking for somebody, Jessica's awesome. But yeah, I would go to Omaha for that. Because really, honestly, where it was located, it really only took me about 45 minutes. And where I go now, or depending on where you might go in the city of Lincoln, it could take you, depending on traffic, anywhere between 20 and 30. So it wasn't a huge difference.
Yeah.
Like I'm sacrificing because I decided Saturday I wanted to golf really bad. So I'm going to drive forever and go to North Lincoln from South Lincoln.
That's the thing.
Because that's a trek. I have to make sure my tank is full before I get going.
For sure. You have to have road trip
ridiculous.
Snacks and everything.
I know.
Make
it
sure
is.
You go to the bathroom before you leave.
100%.
Don't know when your next stop will be.
So I want to put it up on the Kix Morning Show page because I'm curious how far someone has traveled for something.
Okay.
Or, I mean, you're thinking about traveling for, I got to go to get an In-N-Out burger. I've never had one of those before.
I traveled how to Berlin, Germany for a wedding.
There you go. You traveled to Berlin, Germany for a wedding. How far would you travel for something or have you traveled for something? You can let us know on the Kix Morning Show Facebook page. Time for the Florida Man game. Pretty easy one to play. Or not. Just depends on what you believe or what you don't believe about Florida. We already had somebody message us with Coriel bringing up the fact that if Jackson won billions of dollars and said, get a beach house in Florida, is that a clue into the game today?
What? No.
Okay.
Huh?
So one of our listeners is like, Coriel bringing up Jackson buying a beach house is like some kind of a Florida Man game code clue thing?
No.
Okay.
No. Right. Yep, no giveaways there.
Sorry, Delaney, that's not...
Sorry.
Not what it's about.
Sorry,
today.
No.
But something to dream about, I guess.
Yeah,
I
mean...
If you really want to move to Florida.
It was a little shocking to hear that from him.
Yeah.
That he would choose Florida, but it makes sense, I suppose. Okay.
Well, let's give Josie a chance to win tickets to PBR or PBA. Good morning, Josie.
Good morning.
If you had a choice, would you get a beach house in Florida or somewhere else?
Probably go to Wyoming.
Oh. There you go.
Oh,
he's
okay.
from Property in Wyoming.
Not right. too Sounds shabby. Good.
All right, Josie, so, we got third row tickets for you.
Florida Man game goes as follows. I'm going to read you some headlines. You tell me whether it's true or false. Florida men, apparently, and women, they're wilding a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of weird stuff happens. So a Florida man or person either did this, said this, or caused this. You try to get as many right as you can, okay?
Okay.
And again, a clue is if it involves butts in any way, that's usually Coriel.
Yeah.
It's going to be a false one, a fake one.
Yeah,
try to
Coriel,
throw you off a little bit.
Coriel is obsessed with the gluteus maximus.
Okay.
So Florida man stops to do drugs while being chased by police. True or false?
I'd say probably true.
Yeah.
Sounds
as real as it gets.
So he stopped.
This was in the middle of a chase by deputies. This man was wanted for grand theft and burglary, but that did not deter him from a quick little pit stop for some drugs. I guess he was like, let me just
stop in. I need to
run into this errand real quick, guys.
I need a Slurpee. I got to use the restroom. I'm going to do some drugs. And then
Pause.
We can continue the
True.
Police chase.
Let me do my thing real quick. And go. Florida man.
Wow.
Headline number two. Florida man opens toilet hotel where all chairs are toilet seats. True or false?
False.
Oh, yeah, you got
false.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
although that sounds like it could be a real thing.
That did sound real.
Like you could repurpose
does,
toilet seats
it?
Quite a bit. I
it
mean,
does kind of sound like that. I think there's a restaurant in Japan that
it's just toilet seats.
The seats are all toilet seats.
Oh wow. Okay.
How weird.
That's
How
super weird.
Strange. Okay. Taco Bell definitely couldn't do that. I feel like people would, everyone's bodies would be really confused.
Wow.
Okay, headline number three. Florida man breaks into house, blames horse. True or false?
Blames horse. Let's go true.
Nailed it.
I know. This one was a little... I was like, well, maybe she's going to think it was because he was riding the horse and that would include butts or something. But no, you are right.
You're really stretching there, Corey.
There is a video that shows a man wandering around a house on horseback.
Oh, he was on horseback.
Before eventually breaking a back window to get in. And when he was caught, he tried to blame the whole thing like on his horse, like it's BoJack Horseman or something.
Oh, I lost control of the horse.
This horse has nothing to do with this break-in.
Oh, it literally was just him doing it.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, you're doing great. Okay, headline number four. Florida man caught stealing beer claims he was just exchanging for cold ones. True or false?
Let's go true.
I was going to say, false, it actually happened in Nebraska. But no, and like that's
no, it's something true. That happened in Florida. He took a duffel bag into the store, tried to steal beer, and then when he was caught, he's like, oh, I was just exchanging some cold ones. I just want to put some warm ones back.
That's really
yeah.
funny.
Sure. Sure, Jan. Okay, last headline. Headline number five. Florida man with warrant wins local bar's twerk contest. Police immediately locate and arrest. True or false?
You said twerk?
She did.
I did say twerk.
It's bottom. I'm going to say false.
You got Boom. It! You got all of them right.
Man. Wow. She swept the board.
Aw, yeah.
Just if your boyfriend would pay attention to your words like our listeners do.
Husker Nick, you're preaching to the choir.
Well, Josie, you got third row tickets to the PBR at PBA this weekend. Thanks for playing the Florida Man game. Hopefully you have a great day.
Thank you.
Yeah, stand the-
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Not very often that we get to talk to one of the probably Mount Rushmore members of Nebraska. I mean, you think Johnny Carson, you think maybe
Warren Buffett?
Warren Buffett's probably up there. Alex Gordon, maybe. And then you get Larry the Cable Guy is that fourth guy
Dan
on that
Whitney,
Mount Rushmore.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Yay!
Get her done. Don't forget Darren, that's a buddy of mine. He had a few on there, too. He put five on there.
Well, see, Darren, though, he's from South Dakota, so he's not officially, he's a Dakota kid, not a Nebraska kid. But we'll put him up there, too.
Yeah, you know what? That's right. All right. Sorry, Darren. You're out, buddy.
It's all good. It's all good.
Well, so the PBR event coming to Pinnacle Bank Arena this Saturday, PBR's Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour. Pew, pew, pew. There's something really awesome happening with Larry the Cable Guy, Dan Whitney. If you want to call him Dan or Larry, that's fine. All you got to do is not call him late for dinner and go see the whole event because he's got the bounty bowl this year, the $10,000 bounty bowl. Mr. Cooley, and Mr. Cooley's got some moxie, it sounds like. Can you talk about Mr. Cooley?
It's actually my aunt. No one stayed on her for 5 seconds. Her name's Betty. So if you hang on, Betty, you'll be
hang
good.
On.
No. Yeah, no, you know, I've always been involved in PBR for a long time, and then I got out of it for a while when I got touring real heavy. But I've had Buck and Bulls, I've had PRCA rodeo teams, I've sponsored some rodeo cowboys. And so, you know, my boy's trying to bull ride, my daughter's trying to break away rope. So I got back into it and started getting some bulls, kind of a hobby of mine. It's just a lot of fun. But yeah, I got a good bull named Mr. Cooley. He's 47-2. And so I figured, you know what, we'll make him the bounty bull down at the Pinnacle Bank. Now, these are good. If you've never been to a bull ride, I mean, it's one of the most exciting things you can go to. So we're trying to get a nice crowd down there and show the rest of the country that Nebraska likes bull riding as well. So it's pretty cool that the PBR is bringing a velocity tour you know, to Lincoln. So I'm excited to be a part of it.
This is a big deal. We're very excited to be a part of it, too. The Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour event. Tickets available on our website, kzkx.com or ticketmaster.com. And the way it works is they're going to bull ride as if it's a regular competition, go through the different bulls, and whoever can get to the championship round, then they'll compete in the championship round, and then they get a shot at Mr. Cooley, correct?
Yeah, the winner, he can ride, he gets a shot at Mr. Cooley. If he stays on, he gets $10,000. If he doesn't, he's out
$10,000. Wow.
And so, Mr. Cooley's got your buck off rate for Mr. Cooley's at 95%.
Yeah, he's a pretty good. He's a.
That's.
No. People been asking, I will not be riding a bull. I will be sitting there eating a corn dog or some popcorn. Or something.
Yeah, I'd rather be sucking on a chili dog watching other people try that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Absolutely. I'm not dumb like my kid.
The kids are just like, hey, I'm not afraid of anything. Let's go. And the rest of us.
Yeah, folks... I told him the other day, I'm like, man, you're too good looking to be riding bulls. What are you nuts? But he wants to do it. So,
so the answer is yes.
That is awesome. Well,
that's great.
This is super exciting, Larry. We are excited that you've decided to put one of your bulls into the competition. And I think there's going to be a massive crowd of folks coming out to see what happens.
Yeah, you know what? I hope so. It's a lot of fun. You know, we used to go to the PBR World Finals all the time, and it's just such a fun event. So I hope everybody heads down to the PBA on Saturday night, and it'll be a lot of fun. I'm going to head down there, and we'll do something before the big buck happens at the end.
Awesome.
Excellent. Well, Larry the Cable Guy, Dan Whitney, thank you for some of your time. We appreciate you. Thanks for putting Mr. Cooley in there for the Velocity Tour event. Pinnacle Bank Arena, get your tickets now.
Absolutely. Let's get her done. Go Big Red.
JP, Corey Ellen, Husker Nick.